Over the objections of one of the more raucous crowds in recent Chicago City Council history, the City Council's approved a plan for a $95 million police and fire academy in West Garfield Park. This is the Chicago Public Square Newscast, and I'm Charlie Meyerson. The vote followed close to 90 minutes of impassioned public testimony on both sides, but much of it from people who said the money could be used better elsewhere.
Take the police academy funding out, give money to 311 and other emergency stuff, and start looking for properties you can sell that can finance mental health facilities and job training programs for our people on the west side.
In the end, the plan carried, partly on the strength of arguments by people like Alderman Jason Irvin, who said the West Side desperately needs a stronger police presence.
I got three bullet holes in the window of my home, and I've left them there so that I do not forget that we have to maintain some safety for our children, that we have to maintain some safety for our seniors, that we have to have a community that is safe, that folks can move in and about, so that our seniors, our children, our residents can feel safe.
But a setback for Mayor Emanuel in Springfield, the State House has turned thumbs down, at least for now, on his plan to give police more power to use drone cameras to watch over large public events and protests, a measure the ACLU says poses a threat to the privacy of people exercising their First Amendment rights to assemble and protest. Think your job is bad? Ex-staffers to a Republican congressman from Virginia, Tom Garrett, tell Politico Garrett and his wife use them as personal servants, making them pick up groceries, clothes, and even poop excreted by the dog the Garretts often brought to the office. Garrett's present staff declines to comment on that report. The P in EPA doesn't come cheap. Records released by the Environmental Protection Agency say taxpayers picked up the tab for $3.5 million in protective services for anti-environmentalist EPA Chief Scott Pruitt in his first year in office. That's at least 75% more than what the government paid to provide security for his two predecessors. Before you go, how are you hearing these newscasts? Taking 30 seconds to answer a quick survey will get you admission into an exclusive Facebook group for Chicago Public Squareans. Go to listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. And disgraced celebrity chef Mario Batali is suffering further for sexual misconduct charges. His three restaurants on the Vegas Strip are closing. That's 300 jobs down the drain. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is Chicago Public Square.